holding in the beginning of the Ramah. That's inside. The Ramah says, V'davka shenis Arab yobish b'yobish, this that we say, that if you mevatel Israel chatchila b'shoigig, that it's mortar, that's only by mixtures of dry and dry. Pieces of Isser got mixed up in pieces of Heter. Let's say, for example, two pieces of Isser got mixed up with two pieces of Heter. So now it's Aser. And now someone b'shoigig added another piece of Heter. So now you have Rov Heter. So in such a case, since it's b'shoigig, it's mortar. Oya filu, lach balach, or another case can be by liquids. Lamanda omar, she'en oimim b'yechaticho nasis nevela. Kedle'el simen tzarek beis. By liquids, we learned in Siman Tzadik Beis that at least by Shari Surim, there's a machloikes. If we say Hanan, if let's say some Nevela meat juice gets mixed up in other kosher meat juices, and there wasn't 60 to mevatel it, so in Hefsim Ruba we say that there's no Hanan, and you only need 60 against the original meat juice, and now if someone added kosher meat juice, and now there's 60, then it's going to be mortar. Meaning we're only saying that if it's added b'shegig, it's mortar, is only if Hanan is not an issue. Aval chaticha shebole iser. However, a piece of meat that absorbs iser, loimahani shini toisef achokacha heter. It doesn't help if you added more heter. The ha amrinan be chaticha nasas nevela. Because we say chanan. Since a piece becomes a chanan, it won't help if more heter was added b'shegig. And now the 60 against the iser. That's the first opinion. So the shach explains this a little bit more. Let's see inside. And shach sivkot yudalad. He says aval chaticha shebole iser. A piece that absorbs iser. It doesn't help if you add it. The whole amuna chanan, because we say chaticha nasas nevela. Now, even if it's added b'shegig, it remains aser. So the shach says l'chuva kasha. Ma inyan nizeh l'chanan? What does this have to do with chanan? Why is this connected to chanan? Tafilu l'man d'omar d'lo yamuinan chanan b'shari surim. Even according to those, which is the opinion of the machaber, that we do not say chanan b'shari surim. Mekol mokam chaticha shebola iser. Nonetheless, a piece of food that absorbs iser. When it tastes of aleim heter achakach, and more heter was added afterwards, hachaticha atzma nish'eres b'yisura, the piece remains aser, according to everyone, even if you did not say chanan. V'shar yisurim, still the piece of meat remains aser. Okumet shekosev ha-rashba v'ha-machaber, l'kamon reish simen kuvov, like the Rashba and the Machaber right in the beginning of simen kuvov, sh'ha-isur sheba ein nifla degamri, since the isur is not completely extracted from the heter. This is the klal of efshel l'sorchatei aser. Just to explain a bit more, we see in the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kufches, that there's a machlokes if efshel l'sorchatei is aser or mutter. Meaning, if iser gets absorbed in heter, and now the heter is cooked to the point that it no longer gives taste, so it's efshel l'sorchatei, when you extract the iser to the point that there's no longer taste, so there's a machlokes if it's aser or mutter. So we paskin that it's aser, that even though the iser is extracted to the point that it no longer gives taste, if let's say iser gets absorbed in a piece of meat, so even though now there's no taste of iser in the meat, since some blios do remain, we say it's aser. Efshelosochato aser. So the machaber, even though he holds his nochanam b'shari surim, that if iser gets absorbed into a piece of meat, let's say 1 ounce into a piece of meat, 10 ounces, and that we only need 60 against the Isser itself, you only need 60 against 1 ounce, because you don't say Chanan b'shari surim. Nonetheless, even if there's 60 against the Isser, a piece of meat remains Aser. Since some Isser does remain, even though it no longer gives taste, we say Efshel l'sochato Aser. So, over here, in the Ramah is saying that the piece of meat is Aser because of Chanan. The Shach is saying that's not true. The piece of meat is aser even if I don't say chanan. The piece of meat is aser because of efshel l'sochato aser, which the machaber agrees to. So the shach continues, Elo harav aser lashmi'inon. The Ramah is coming to tell us the chaticha shebola iser, that a piece of meat that absorbs iser, v'nitoisef achokach heter, and more heter was added, the afilo hatosef is aser, that even the additional heter is aser. Ki leko shishim neged kol achaticha, if there's not 60 against the whole piece of meat. Now that's according to the Ramah, the holds of Chanan, Bashari Surim, said now I need 60 against the whole piece of meat. An example we gave of 1 ounce of Isser into a 10 ounce piece of meat of Heter. So now I need 60 against 10 ounces. So if you added Heter, b'shoigig, and it's not 60 against the whole piece of meat, it's still gonna be Aser. But the Shach continues, Avalam Riba lo b'shoigig, neged kol masha nasa nevela. If you added b'shoigig against everything that became nevela, balach balach, lamanda machanan, by liquids of a chanan, let's say 1 ounce of iser juice into 10 ounces of heter juice, and now you added 600 ounces of heterojuice, is Vechain Afilo Bebasa Becholov Balach Balach Hakol Mutter. And Bebasa Becholov the same thing, everything's mutter. Bebasa Becholov, let's say 1 ounce piece of meat falls into 10 ounces of milk, and now 600 ounces of milk were added to this 10 ounces of milk. So even though the 10 ounces of milk are achanan, since they have 60, against all the milk it's going to be mutter if it was added b'shoikik. Av b'chaticha shabala iser, but a piece of meat that's absorbed iser, afilu riba lav shishim neged kol chaticha, even if I added 60 against the whole piece of meat, and now what was added is mutter, nonetheless, hachaticha atzma asua, the piece of meat remains aser, ken l'kama on semen kovav, like we learn in semen kovav, because of efshel asochato aser. V'ayin shom, look over there. Now, the rest of the shach will skip. In short, he brings the Dakim Moshe, that the Dakim Moshe writes that the reason the Torah says we don't have to ask, the Chacham does not have to ask if more heter was added b'shoigeg, and he does not differentiate between Shari Surim and Basa B'cholav. So one of the answers of the Dakim Moshe is that the Torah is talking about Lach B'lach. The Shach asks on this that, what does it seem? It seems that by Basa B'cholav, even by Lach B'lach, we don't say Chanan, at least in Hefsim Ruba. Shach goes and argues and says that we see from many places that by Basa B'cholav, everyone agrees that even by Lach B'lach, we say Chanan, even in a Hefsim Ruba. That's the Shach. Okay, so now we saw the first opinion of the Ramah. Let's go back to the Ramah and see the second opinion. By the Tezvav of the Shach. That's inside. The Ramah says, V'yesh oimrim at sha'afilu b'makam doloy amunin chaticho nasas nevela. So those that say that even in a place where we do not say Chanan, Loi mahani haheter levatel, it doesn't help to add heter. Ele im nitoisef koidim shenoida hataruvis. The only time it helps to add heter if it was added before we knew about the taruvis. Avel im noida hataruvis koidim. But if we knew about the taruvis before more heter was added, loi mahani shenitoisef achakach. It won't help to add more heter. Meaning, even if it was added b'shogeg is aser, even in a case where there's no chanan, like we saw b'yavish b'yavish or b'lach b'lach b'shar yisurim in a hefsim ruba. So the Ramah says, "Ulfizeh ha'yetzorach ha'chacham ha'moyu levatol iser lach kar emnitoisef ha'heter la'achar shenoida." According to this, the chacham who wants to levatol the iser has to ask if more heter was added after we found out about the iser. Since if it was added afterwards b'shogeg, it's still aser. So you should have to ask if it was added b'shogeg. Like we saw before, that by Mezid, we don't suspect that he added afterwards, because if we do suspect such a thing, then he'll lie, and then we'll never be mutter. And B'shoigig, we said till now that there's no reason to ask, because B'shoigig gets mutter. But if you say that, if after you found out about it, if it was added, B'shoigig gets aser, so there's a reason for a chacham to ask if more heter was added B'shoigig after he found out about the iser. But the Ramah says, V'lo no hagukin. The minig is not like that. The minig is that the chacham does not have to ask if more heter was added B'shoigig. Okay, so on this second opinion, this Yesh Oimrim, let's see the Shach, Sivkot and Tezvav. The Shach says, V'yesh Oimrim da'afilu b'mokim. There are those that say that even if there is no Chanan, if it was no da, it's not going to help to add, even in B'shogeg. So the Shach says, B'yisr v'hetu klal chavdala d'nyud. Kosev b'hedja, the Yisr v'hetu says explicitly, da'afilu hecha da'aminan Chanan, even when we say Chanan, kogoyin lach b'lach, oy lach b'yovish, oy yovish b'lach. For example, lach b'lach, in a if there's no hefsim ruba, or lach b'yovesh, if liquid gets absorbed in a solid, which is the standard case, which we say chanan b'shar yisurim, or yovesh b'lach, if an aser piece of meat falls into liquid, so now the tastes go into the liquid, so this is really the tastes of the iser, the blios go into the liquid, so this is really lach b'lach, the same thing as lach b'lach, because blios always lach, so in such a case, if there's no hefsim ruba, we say chanan, so even in such a case, Yesh gam ken chiluk ben noida ein oiloi. We can differentiate between if you knew about the iser or you didn't know about the iser. The afal gav dinasa pam achas nevela kuloi, even though it all becomes a nevela. Kivan shulei hoya behetu samach negbe, since there was no 60 against it. Me achas shulei noida lei beisa pam, since he did not know about the iser before the heter was added. Vloi toyim beato tam de isua, and now after the heter was added, we do not taste iser. We can say that since we do not know about the iser that fell in until heter was added, we can mitzarif the heter that was added later, even in a case where we'd say chanan. That's the iser v'heter. And the Dakamoshin and Tereschatos paskins like the iser v'heter. So now this is explained a little bit more in the Sif Sidah Sif Kontes Vav, or we put in the written shear, that there's really three cases. The derivative of heta says that the whole differentiation is between noida and loy noida. If heta was added before it was noida, we can mitzdarif both by lach balach and by a piece of heta that absorbs iser. If it was added, b'shogig. And if it was noida, in all cases adding does not help. And even in a case of iser that's absorbed into a piece, the piece returns to be mutter. And the Toras Chatas agrees to the iser of heta by liquids that the factor is noida. That if it was added before it was no da, even in the case where we say chanan, for example, if there's no hefsa meruba, nonetheless, it's mutter. And if it was added after it's noida, it's aser. But by a piece of meat that absorbs iser, in such a case, the Rama argues on the iser b'heter that the piece remains aser, even if it was lo noda. So let's go back to the shach. The shach says, ulefi zeh ma shekosav, kan bahago da'afilu b'mokoim shelo yamina chanan, the Rama says that even in a place where we do not say chanan, if it's noda, it doesn't help to add. Not only in a case in a place where we say chanan. That is a difference if it's known or not known. If you knew about the iser, it's us. And if you did not know about the iser, even though there's chanan, still adding helps. But even in a case where we do not say chanan, don't say that even if you knew about the iser, it's mutter if heta was added. If heta was added, b'shagig, ela kol shenoida oser. Anytime you knew about the iser, it's oser. Even in the case where we do not say chanan. This is what we see in the iser b'heta. The b'makom d'loy amuna chanan. Then in a place we do not say chanan, yesh gam ken chiluk b'noida oloy. That is a differentiation between if it's noida or loy noida. That's the explanation of the Rama. The Torah is arguing in those two cases. In the cases where there is chanan, it depends on noida or noida, and in the case where there is no chanan, it also depends on noida or noida. So now, from here to the end of the shach, he's going to argue on both these two dinim. First, he's going to argue on the case where it was low noida, and then he's going to argue on the case where it was noida. So, let's see. He says, the words of this v'heter and the Ramah need to be looked into. The kivan de kaimalon, chanan. Since we hold of chanan, in other words, even since we hold of chanan b'shar isurim, imkein miyad shenis arvo, nasa nevela. Once it gets mixed up right away, it becomes a nevela. What's the difference if we did not know that the iser fell in? Right away, as soon as iser gets mixed up with heter, it becomes a chaticha nevela. It becomes a chanan. Even if we didn't know about it. We do not find by any poisek to differentiate between the noida or loinada. We don't find that chanan depends on knowing if the iser was mixed in or not. And this is what it seems from the Gemara in the Perek Kol HaBasar, in the 8th Perek of Chulin. This is the Gemara we had in the beginning of Siman Tzedek Beis. For those who learn Basar B'Cholav, this is in the Gemara of Sif Aleph, as we'll see. The Parach, the Gemara of there asks, Amayda Omar Rav, and what Rav said, Kazai is Basar, Shinopal is Sech Yorok Shal Cholav, that if a piece of meat falls into a pot of milk, Basar Aser, V'Cholav Mutter, that the meat is Aser and the milk is Mutter. So the Gemara asks, Cholav Amay Mutter, why is the Cholav Mutter? Why is the milk Mutter? Cholav Nevelahu, the milk becomes a chanan. Why? So Rashi explains, Pirush Rashi, Have a cholav ma'at shenivla b'basar, some of the milk gets absorbed into the meat, nasa nevela, it becomes a nevela, shavei nesar, because it becomes also in the piece of meat, u'kishachoza v'niflat, and when this milk comes back out of the meat, b'shara cholav into the rest of the milk, havilei min b'mino, it's min b'mino, milk into milk, cholav isu b'cholav heter, isu milk into heter milk, b'rav islei, min b'mino lo bottle. And Rav holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mino is never bottle. So, in such a case, that a piece of meat falls into a pot of milk, the milk should be aser. Why is Rav saying the milk is mutter? The milk should be aser because it becomes a chanan in the piece of meat and then comes back out and asers the rest of the meat. Omeshani, b'yuri v'sechas. The Gemara answers, over there it's talking about a boiling pot of milk. The mivla bala miflux like polat. That the milk gets absorbed and doesn't come back out. So as we learned over there, the three shitos, when it comes out, if it comes out, when it stops boiling, if it comes out, when it stops absorbing, that's not for now. But in any case, we see what? That the milk becomes chanan in the meat. So according to this v'heta, why can't the Gemara just simply answer that we didn't know about that the meat fell in to the milk until afterwards, until let's say the pot cooled. So once the pot cooled, there's nothing happening. So now there's no chanan. So even though the milk went into the meat when the pot was cooking, it never became a chanan. So it won't answer the rest of the milk, because we didn't know about it when it was cooking. The Mabina on the side says it's a little different, but I believe this is a good shot. So that's the first proof. So then the Shach continues, "Vachi muchach nami midivik kol apoiskim." This is also what it seems from all the poiskim shehikshu that ask, "Lamay de kamelon chanan b'chol yisurim," that according to those that hold of chanan in all yisurim mehamaduma b'hamachumetz, they ask from maduma mechumetz. Maduma is truma that gets mixed up into chulin, and mechumetz says if that's a yeast of truma falls into a dough, and then this dough falls into another dough, that we only need to mevatel the original yeast. We only need against the original amount of fruit or yeast that fell into the original teruvus. And they have more questions on the din of chanan b'shar yisurim. And they give forced answers. And those that paskin because of this, that we don't say chanan b'shar yisurim. There's a Rishonim that learned from this Mishnah, and Meduma Mechumetz, a Mishnah in Temura, that we don't say Chanan. V'im Isa, if we say that there's a differentiation b'chanan, between if you knew about it or if you didn't, that if there's no Noda, there's no Chanan, you can answer very simply that the case of Meduma Mechumetz is talking about where you do not know that the Isser was there before it fell into the second Tevuvis, and then there's no Chanan. This is further proof. Lahedja explicitly mimat shakosav hasmak from what the smak writes. Batovish shulchan aruch with siman tzadik dalis of base and siman tzadik dalis of base. The imtochav kaf shel cholov, that if a spoon that had milk blios was put into a pot, begderish shel basa was put into a pot of meat, base pom twice, v'le noida ben time, and you do not realize between the two times that it was put in twice, tzorech base pom shishim, you need 2 times 60. That's the din. We learned in Siman Tzedek Daled that if you put a spoon, a milchak spoon, into a pot of meat twice, you need 2 times 60, according to the Machaber. If you do not realize in between each time that you put the spoon in. So over there, the Rambam argues. But in any case, according to the Machaber, we see you need 2 times 60. V'hainu mitam, shekos about goyis mordechai b'chulin, the reason is because of what the goyis mordechai writes in chulin, or maril b'tshuva, v'tshuma sedeshin, as well as the maril and the tshuma sedeshin, de b'pam achas chashinon shenisha boy ma'at cholov, because we suspect that the first time you put the spoon in, all the milk comes out, and only a little bit of milk remains, v'nasa kol akaf nevela, there's a little more than 1/60th of milk in the spoon, which now absorbs meat from the pot. So now the spoon, when it's removed from the pot, becomes a nevela. V'kivin d'lein noidem in time, loin is batel. And since you did not realize that it was used, so there's no bittel in the pot, v'stok shuv pam sheni levatel. And therefore, if it's put in again, you need another time 60 to mevatel. You need 2 times 60 against the spoon. 120 against the spoon. V'komashakos of sham, like I wrote over there. So we see specifically that the whole reason that you need 2 times 60 is because the spoon becomes a chanan. And it's the only time you say you need 2 times 60 is only if it was low noda. So you see specifically that if it's low noda, you still say chanan. This is also we see from the beis yosef and siman tzedek beis. V'mashal perikol abosef siman and zayin, and the mashal v'abach v'adrisha v'soif siman tzedek ches, as well as the bach and the drisha v'ashar achwenim and other achwenim shekosvu, that they write the mamash kosav havrosh b'tshuva, that what the rosh writes in tshuva se rosh. Al kaderish ayah bachov te zesim shel heter. If you have a pot that has 29 zesim of heter, the volume of 29 zesim of heter, v'nafal asicha gezayis dam, and then the volume of a gezayis of blood falls in, v'kadeva achas, and you have another pot, shohayu bo lamed zesim de heter, that has the volume of 30 zesim of heter, v'nafal bo gezayis chelev, and in that pot, the volume of a gezayis of chelev, of forbidden fats, fall in, v'nisar bo yachad, and then these two pots, we now have 29 of heter in one pot with one iser, and 30 of heter in the other pot with one zayis of iser, v'nisar bo yachad b'shoigig, and these two pots are now combined, so now we have 59 kazayis of heter, one kazayis of blood, and one kazayis of chelev. They're called mutter. Everything's mutter. Even though there's not 60 of heter, they're both mutter. Why? Like we learned in the end of Tzedek Ches. Because each of the iser, one iser can mevatel the other iser. The blood can mevatel the chelev, and the chelev can mevatel the blood. That's what we saw in the end of Tzedek Ches. Umuchak, so the Achrenim states that it's, we see from here, the Savale that Rush holds Leim Rina Chaticha Nasas Nevela B'Shavisuim, that you don't say Chanan. Because if you would say Chanan B'Shavisuim, then each part would become Asur, and it needs six against the whole part, not just against the Isur. So the Shach says, Ve'im Iso, if we say that there's a difference between Noda and Lo Noda, Hoha Rush Loipo Elo Loimar, the whole Isur, Mevatal Tam Isur. Chaveiwai, we can say that the Rush is just coming to tell us that one Isser can move out to another Isser. But it's not talking about Chanan. But Dilma Mayri, and it's possible that it's talking about Kishna Sarah V'Yachad Koidim Shinoida Teruvis, where they got mixed up together before it was Noida Teruvis. So if you say that before it's Noida, there's no Chanan, so there's no proof that the Rosh holds that there's no Chanan B'Shar Isurim. Because the case could be where it was mixed up before it was Noida. Could the Pirish Yisra V'Hatter Gufei Sham hard the Teruvis Rosh Hachi? Like the Yisra V'Hatter himself explains the truth of Sarash. But we see everyone else explains it not like that. So we see for certain that there's no difference, that even if there's no Noda, we still say Chanan. This is also, we see explicitly the opinion of Beis Yosef, Besimen Zeh and the Simen, Gabi Mashakosef, Sefer Mitzvah, Shitzorach, Chochom Lachka, and Shom. That he says that the Chochom has to be Choyker by Basa Becholov. Beis Yosef learns that the reason that the Smag holds you have to ask is because he holds of Chanan B'Shar Yisurim. And the reason the Torah holds you don't have to ask is because he does not hold of Chanan. But if you hold it's a different of Neidah Leinah, he should mention that this Chilek. Then the Shach continues, Gama Shekosav B'Tor Yischatzah Shom, the Divri HaTor Mochmichichim, Kama Shekosav Yisra V'Heter, the Tor Yischatzah says that the Tor holds like the Yisra V'Heter. Mid Kosav, the Tor writes, that Afilo Min B'Mina, Shetzorach Shisha Midu Abonon, Eina Mutter Elach Shuri B'Bushoigik. It says by Min B'Mina that you need 60, is only Mutter if you added B'Shoigik. So Shmamina, the Balach Balach Mayri. So it must be, he's talking about Lach Balach. To be Yavish V'Yavish Chai B'Trid Bottle, Akan Dvor. So the Tor Yischatzah says that the Tor, when he says, Min B'Mina, you need 60. It's only if he added B'Shoigig, it's talking about Lach Balach. Because if it's Yavish V'Yavish, Rav is enough. And since Balach Balach is Chanan, and nonetheless he says, if you added B'Shoigig, it's Mutter. So we see, it must be talking about with Lo Noda. And the Tor holds up to Yisrael, that there's a difference between Noda and Lo Noda. So the Shach says, Lo Yavati L'Sav Deitai. I did not reach the depth of his understanding. Why? What's his question on the Tershatas? That Torah, also the time, the Torah goes according to his reasoning, the Sovelet that he holds, the Torah holds no Chanan B'Shar Yisurim. And therefore, Balach Balach, there's no Chanan. And therefore, if he added B'Shurig, it's Mutter. It's also, it seems, from the Maharai in the Goyes Sheridoyo, B'Mashal Pergon Anoshe Simonotes, and the Mashal, Shesosmo, the Kosvu, that they write, the Hod the Kaimalon Kali Yisurim Shabiba Lam Bishogim Mutorim, is this that we say that any Yisur that was added Bishogim is Mutor, Dafka Badova Yovesh, Yishlin and Kain, that's only Badova Yovesh, where there's no Chanan. Avaloi Badova Lach, Sheyesh Menesin Tam, but not in a Lach where it gives taste to Kaimalon Chanan. In other words, that only helps to add Bishogim in a case where there's no Chanan. Arkan. Vale Machalkam Ben Noidai Loyan, they don't differentiate between if you knew about the Yisur or you did not know about it. Then he says in the parentheses, that even if liquid gets absorbed in a solid and is added before we knew about the tabuvis, this is the third din, the din that the Rama argues on, that the piece becomes mutter according to the Vesavahatr. The Shach says, this is certainly not true. Like we see in some Simon Kovov, the Ain Isa Niflat Mimenalgama, that the Isa doesn't come out, that we hold Efshla Sechate Asa, like we said before. So the Shach says, "V'ulai gam Rav Chozer boy, it's possible that even the Rama retracted from his opinion that there's no Chanan if there's low Noda. V'lekach lekosav din zeh b'hagoysev, and that's why he didn't write this din of no Chanan, but low Noda. He only wrote the second din that if there is Noda, it doesn't help to add. So the Shach wants to say that perhaps he was Chozer b'tzorchi and leaves it as a tzorchi. But the Kivega says that the Rama was certainly Chozer, as we see in Siman Ein Beis and Siman Ein Gimel, that if, let's say, in Siman Ein Gimel, we see that if a liver was attached to the chicken, you need 60 against the whole chicken, that the blood of the liver, if it wasn't kashered properly, it wasn't roasted, the blood of the liver goes into the chicken, and now the chicken becomes aser, and now you need 60 against the whole chicken. It does not machalak, but you know the lay noda. You see that it holds up Chanan, even if there's low noda. That's the first part of the Shach. That the Shach paskins that there is Chanan, even if it's low noda. Now he's going to go and explain the other din of the Yisra V'Heter, that even if there's no Chanan, if there's no, that doesn't help to add. The din that the Rama brought. So he says, Kama shekosav Yisra V'Heter Shom, also what the Yisra V'Heter writes over there, Da'fidu b'mokam d'lo yamin en Chanan, that even in a place where we do not say Chanan, Im Noida, also if you knew that the Isser fell in before the Heter was added, it's also after Shogig, even if the Heter was added by Shogig, Umafarish, and the Isser Heter explains the Mashakasa by Torah, that what the Torah writes, Vizelashine, these are the words of the Torah. Kosav Besefer Mitzvahs, that the Smag writes, Shetzor HaChochom Lachkor, that the Chochom has to ask, Im Nos Noha Mayim Bekadeva, if water was added to the pot, Achar Shenos Noha Isser, after the Isser was placed in, Sha'oisin HaMayim Ein Mitzvah Vatal Isser, because if the water that was added later cannot be included to Mivatal the Isser, so the Chochom has to ask if water was added. So the Torah says, Venerally, there ain't Sorach. The Chacham does not have to ask. Shafilo hoisef mayim achar kach, because even if you added water afterwards, hakayim alon, kolo isurim shariba alehem b'shoigig, mutar, we paskin that any isur that's added afterwards b'shoigig is mutar. Ve'ein lochush, shamakivin laharbis b'mezid, we don't have to suspect, maybe he intentionally added heter b'mezid, shambano lochush l'zeh, because if we have to suspect that he added b'mezid, gam le'nam aloi, ma sha'om alo sholei riba, we should not believe him, if he says that he didn't add. So the Torah argued on the Smag and says that there's no reason to ask, because if he added b'shogeg, you can include what he added to b'mevatel, and if we have to suspect that he added b'mezid, then we shouldn't believe him. So we obviously don't suspect that he added b'mezid. Ad kan lashoni, those are the words of the Torah. So the Isser Heter writes, Dahainu b'loy noida b'ntayim. When does the Torah say that if it's added b'shogeg, it can be included to b'mevatel the Isser? That's only if it was added before he knew that the Isser fell in. Avo ben noida. But if the person knew that the Isser fell in, gamator moida de Isser. The Torah will agree that it's Isser, you cannot include what was added afterwards. We see that the Isser Heter is learning his opinion in the Torah. So comes the Shach and says, V'loi nehira, does not seem to me, this does not seem to be right. V'oid, and furthermore, Dim kein ma hisig al sefer mitzvahs. If you want to say that the Torah holds, that there's a difference between Noida and Nolei Noida, why does he ask on the Smag? Maybe the reason that the Smag says that you have to ask is because he's afraid that water was added b'shogeg after he found out that the Isser fell in. So if there's a difference between Noida and Nolei Noida, there's a reason to ask. So why is the Torah saying there's no reason to ask? Like the Isser Heter himself explains this, the Sefer Mitzvahs, that he's afraid that Heter was added after he knew about the Isser. So if that's the case, what's the Torah's question on the Smag? So the Shach says, even though the Darkei Moshe answers this question, that there's no reason to ask, even if he knew about it, even though if he knew about it, it would be Aser, the Savar Leila HaTorah, to Lahor Leichashinun. The Torah says that we don't suspect that he added after he found out that the Isser was put in. The Mistama Ilu Noidim in time, because if he knew that Isser was added, Miyad Hayabala Chacham Lishol, he would have come to the Chacham right away to ask. So we don't have to be afraid that he added Heter after he found out that the Isser was put into the pot. Adkan. So the Darkei Moshe answers this question of the Shach, that it's possible that the Torah does hold that after it's Noidim it's Aser, but we don't suspect that he added after it's Noidim because the person would have came to ask right away. But the Shach says, Mekomokim Mashukasav HaTor, Ve'in Lochosh Shem HaKivan Harbis B'mezid. The Torah says that we don't have to suspect that he added B'mezid. Le'yatse Shapel if he's there. Doesn't come out good according to this. V'doi. Why not? Why is the Torah making an issue only out of the fact that maybe we have to be afraid that he did it B'mezid? And the Torah says, no, we don't have to be afraid that he did it B'mezid, because if we have to be afraid that he did it B'mezid, we should also have to be afraid that he lies. If he's discussing issues that we don't suspect, and he holds that after it's Noida, it's Aser, but we don't suspect that he did it, he should say the same thing as well. He should say that it's also an issue of after Noida, but we don't suspect that he did it. Just like he says by Mezid, that we don't suspect that he did it by Mezid. We should also have to say that we don't suspect that he added after it was Noida. So we see that the opinion of the Torah is that there's no difference between Noida and Lo Noida, not like this event. So the Shach continues, Elavadai, Afilu Noida Bintayim, Shori. It's certain that even if the Heter was added after he found out that the Isser fell in, it's mutter, kiven shariba b'shogeg, since he added b'shogeg. V'achim mashma v'divya poiskim, and this is how it seems from the poiskim. V'oi teima, and another question, if you hold that there's a difference between noida and loy noida, d'i teima, afilu hechad loy shayach lemechanan. If you say that even in a case where there's no chanan, einem mutter, k'shariba b'shogeg, ela b'loy noida, the only time it helps if he added b'shogeg is if he added before he knew that the Isser fell into the pot. Im kein hodet na b'perkei de chumas. It says in the Mishnah, chumas perkei. Saw chuma shenafal lepochas mimei achulin. I saw a measurement of tumor that fell into less than 100 and is not bottle. You need 100 to move bottle tumor. Min b'mina, you need 100. Ba'achak ach nofla oid chulin. And then afterwards, more chulin was added. Let's say one saw of tumor fell into 90 saw of chulin. And afterwards, another 10 saw of chulin fell in. So now we have 100 to move bottle the tumor. So the Mishnah says, im shoygeg mutter. If it was added, if the 10 was added, b'shoygeg it's mutter. V'mezer aser. And if it was added, b'mezer it's aser. And the Yerushalmi says on this Mishnah, the same thing as with all Yisurim, that if you added B'shegig, it's Mutter, if you added B'mezer, it's Us. And this is said in many places, any Yisur that was added B'shegig is Mutter, if it was added B'mezer, it's Us. But if you say that the only time it helps, if Issa was added, is before it was Noda. You'll have to explain when the Mishnah says Shoigig. Koidim Shinoidet, that it's talking about before he knew that the Tshuma or the Issa fell in. How can you say on this, that if it was added B'mezid? If we're talking about that you didn't even know that it was the Issa was there, it's impossible that he added B'mezid. How is it possible that he was added something intentionally if you didn't even know that the Issa was there in the first place? And you'll be forced to say, that Shogig means he added before he knew about the Tuvus, and Mezid means that he added after he knew about the Issa, that the Issa was there. That Shogig had become Mezid. That since he knew about the Issa, a Shogig is called a Mezid. And this is something that the mind cannot accept. Rather, it's certain, like we said, that even if Heta was added B'shogig after we knew that the Issa fell in, it's still Mutter if there's no Chanan. This is how the Ravon says in the end of Sechlis of Edizorah, these are his words. Pirush im nafla B'shogig shleines gavin levatel. If Heta was added B'shogig, that he did not intentionally be mevatel, Mutter, it's Mutter. B'mezid, shenis gavin levatel. If it was added B'mezid, that he intended to be mevatel it, also, shem mevatel is al chatchila. It's also because it's also to mevatel isal chatchila ad kana shana. These are his words. You see that shogig amezid means intentionally doing it and not intentionally doing it. Not if he added it before it was noda or after it was noda. V'chein kosev asmag lavin ayin ches ayisvav. That's how the smag says the ein lechalak bezer klal ben noda lina, that there's no difference if you knew about the issa or not. Ela bein shogig amezid. The whole differentiation over here is if the issa was added by shogig or added by amezid. That's the Shach. So the Shach over here is saying that even if the Heter was added after it was known that Issa fell in, it's Mutter if it was done B'shegig and there's no Chanan. That's the Shach. One more point on this Sif is the Tazir Aleph. So first he says, like we saw before in the first part of the Shir, that the reason the Torah says that you don't have to ask is because Ein Machzakin Nisua. We don't presume that it was done in a way that it became Aser, and that's the reason that the Minig is not to ask. And he concludes that if the Chacham knew that Heta was added after the Issa fell in, but he doesn't know when it was added, if it was added right away, or if it was added later, in such a case, the Chacham has to ask when the Heta was added. That's Sif Hei.